Michelle Bishop with her last update of the morning. I was going to say last update of the year, but it's Friday tomorrow, and then Vossi, you're still got next week. Tomorrow's my last day.
No, is that right? Oh, that'll be emotional.
Tomorrow's my last
day. The best off. Best off.
Remember that Michelle,
morning you told us that you drove off from the petrol station? That was a turning point in the year.
That
changed the course of history on the text line.
You're never going to let that one go down. Never going to let it
happening.
Down.
Mm.
Michelle Bishop.
Michelle, soccer news, Ronaldo. What's happening with him?
Plenty of it. Well, it all ended in tears, didn't it, at Manchester United? Ronaldo obviously slamming the Red Devils in that TV interview. And look, I was in Manchester and saw this unfold firsthand. You would have seen it too, Vossi. It led news bulletins, fans crying outside Old Trafford. The tears have dried up for Cristiano Ronaldo. He is about to become the highest paid sportsman of all time if this latest agreement goes ahead and when it's made official. $770 million deal. ESPN is reporting that's a 2.5-year deal, $308 million Australian a year at Al Nassr in Saudi Arabia. So Ronaldo's waiting for the World Cup to be completed before he makes it all official. Now, he apparently turned down another offer from Al Hilal, also in Saudi Arabia, worth an incredible $5.3 million a week. And on top of that, there was interest from Newcastle as well, and I'm not talking the Newcastle Jets. But Al Nassr's first next game is on December 16. They're on, obviously, a break like the rest of the world for the World Cup. He won't be there until January, quite obviously. But wow. Big bucks. Stuff we kind of dream of.
Well, I'll say this. He doesn't let himself go. He must train hard. He certainly, there's more fat in the butcher's pencil than there is on Ronaldo. He keeps himself very fit. So he obviously does train. But he gets very well paid to train. I did notice on social media that Barnsley knocked him back. Barnsley said, no, we want someone who can run. So Barnsley ruled themselves out of contention for Ronaldo over in the UK.
I believe he had a chat with David Beckham as well. So, over there was a lot of people talking about him being washed up and, he's had his day. Of course, he's obviously not in his prime now, but I guess it's the money off the pitch and everything that he's worth as well. But, wow, it's just big dollars.
Yeah, it's live money type. Live golf money, isn't it? Now, a mixed night for one of our Socceroos.
Yeah, this is really tough, guys. Bailey Wright, obviously elated with the result, Australia's brilliant win, progressing the way they did. But after the match, he went to his phone to find a text from his wife saying his mother-in-law back in England is seriously ill. So serious, in fact, he actually came out and said to one of the papers that I hope she's still with us. So obviously, on her deathbed, which is very sad. But Bailey didn't tell his teammates about this, how serious this situation was. He sort of kept it to himself. He fronted up to the media and did what he had to do. He sort of said everybody's going through their own stuff and it wasn't, mine to share at that present moment in time. But, it was his 31st appearance. He came on late in the second half against Denmark. And of course, he was part of that 2014 squad, but didn't get on. So last night was just extra special for him. But, putting himself in that sort of situation, knowing what was going on at home, as he said, everyone's going through their own stuff, but that was, pretty huge for him to have to battle through that. And just on top of that, you guys did mention this morning, but Coach Graham Arnold has moved on already after the celebrations, saying no celebrations, no emotion, sleep, no show social media. And he's convinced that's the right formula for success. And with two wins, two clean sheets, bring it on, guys.
Would be hard, though, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
When it is, when
very
you know it's
hard.
Going to be nothing but positive coming through, it'd be hard to ignore in this day and age the social media, when you're over there. But, maybe. They could watch Netflix, Pepsi, Where's My Jet, or something like that. They could watch a little series that we heard about earlier today. That'd distract them for a little while. Michelle, we'll chat again tomorrow right here on the Home of Sport, SEN. That's a good response.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes. And 11:70, right across the SEN network, our cricket coverage will start at midday today, day two of the first test, Australia and the West Indies. And it is 2 for 293, Labuschagne and Smith to return to the crease. I'm saying double centuries for both.
Do you want to clear something up for me? Roosterman's just said, come on, sports washing. What's sports washing?
Sports washing?
We're sports washing.
Sports washing.
Come on, sports washing, Rooster Man.
There we go.
I can't help anyone out there. And Davo says, the Roosters have just missed out on Ronaldo. Just.
Oh, that's the text line all over. It is 7 minutes to 9. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.